Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Bear Much Fruit.
We'll have two readings this morning. The first one is taken from the Old Testament book called the Book of Ezekiel. He was a prophet. And it's for some a well-known reading about the Valley of Dry Bones and his call to speak the words of God that will give hope to a nation who is in exile. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. And he said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answer, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones, and said to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied, and I had been as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." Prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, "Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now, New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of St. John.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I've spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you.
Whoops, something happened to the screen.
And that your joy, and that your joy may be complete. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Marin, and very sorry for having the screen kind of scrolled up a little bit, but two well-known passages, I think, for those who maybe have been in churches for a long time, and yet two passages that are speaking deeply, I think, to our situation today. The first one, Israel was in exile, and it must have been a burden for them not to be in the place where they were used to be in the land of Israel. They were taken because they had disobeyed God. They had not followed his ways. And times and time again, God had called them back to his love, to his covenant, to his way of living. And they had disobeyed, and they had heard many ways and many words from other prophets that this will happen, that they will be taken out of their country and live in exile in a foreign land with foreign religion, with foreign faith, and it would be a very difficult time. And Ezekiel is among his people, and he hears them day after day, possibly be moaning, possibly saying that we are without hope, without our land, and without our ways to be able to express our faith. There would most probably be no synagogues or no places of worship, and most probably faith was something expressed just in homes, and they were dry. And I wonder sometimes how dry we feel, maybe as Christian, but I know that there was a time when I wasn't a Christian, and although I felt in a sense alive, truly in my heart, deeply, I felt very dry. And I think I hear often of people are tired, people are stressed, people feel dry. And in our New Testament, we read of Jesus, who is the source of real life. But there is a danger, even as Christians, to become dry, to be cut off from that source. Jesus says, I am the true vine. Whoever remains in me will bear fruit. And so Christians are called to remain, to abide in Jesus always. It is all about Jesus and his life in us. And for those who don't know him, you are called to open your life. He is the only source of life. He is the one who can bring life and life in all its fullness. It requires courage and faith to hand over your life to God and to live with his ways. But Jesus says, those who abide in me, whatever they ask, I will do it. When we ask for our lives to be changed and transformed, for our lives to become fruitful, he will do it. He will do that in our personal life, and he will do that in the life of his church. The longing that God has is that we will bear fruit that will honor God, that will tell others about God's character, God's plans, God's intention. He says, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. And we are carried into that work, not because of guilt, not because of duty, but because we are loved. And we are loved in the same way that God loved his Son, Jesus Christ. He says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now abide in my love. And so it's not just about keeping commandments or living a certain way. Yes, it is certainly about that, but it's out of love that we do it. When we love someone dearly, whether it's a partner or a child or a good friend, we are able to accept certain constraints. We live in a certain way because it's a way of love. We don't want to hurt, and we want the person to flourish. And that means sacrifice. That means living in a certain way. It is the same with God. We live in a certain way because we know that we are loved, and we know that we want to show our love to him in response. And all these things, Jesus says, I say it to you so that your joy, my joy, may be in you. Joy, I think, is so much more than just happiness. Joy is something that doesn't depend on circumstances, and we could be in very difficult circumstances. But to know that we are loved, to know that God's love abides in us and his presence is with us, bring us a much deeper joy. A joy that will be, I think, fully expressed only when we will see him face to face. When we will understand maybe the things that happened through our lives, that God was with us, and that God was sovereign in all things, and that he has kept his promise that nothing will ever separate us from his love. So as we pray for ourselves, as we pray for the world, as we pray for the church, let us remind us in these times of crisis in the world, in Israel, crisis around the world with many conflicts and challenges. Let us maybe remind ourselves that God is sovereign, that he has promised to be with us. And as Christian, we are called to abide in him, and out of the love he has for us, to express in whatever way we can his love to others and his hope. So let's pray. Jesus, you were about to leave your friends that you had loved, and you made that love fulfilled to the end by accepting to take our place on the cross, to pay the price for our rebellion, to ransom a people to you. And 2,000 years since, you are still working in the lives and in the hearts of people of all nations and all languages, calling them to you. And you promise that as we follow in the footsteps of your disciples and the Christians throughout the century, that if we abide in you and your words and commands abide in us, you will make us bear much fruit. Lord, I think we will be surprised when finally we see you face to face of how you've used us. Sometimes we look at churches that seems to explode, the reality in Africa of churches growing. We saw it in the video yesterday. And we might feel, Lord, we are in a dry place. When we see our churches growing older and membership declining. Yes, you promise that if we remained in you and your love remains in us, that we will bear fruits.
Yes.
So Lord, where we have not remained, or where we have not listened, and where that is the consequence of bearing not much fruit, Lord, convince and change our hearts. But if you find us faithful in our prayers, in our desire to be your instruments, your agent of change, Lord, open our minds and make us fruitful again. You said that those who you love and who follows you, you will prune, and it feels like has been quite a pruning for us individually, for the life of our church. And yet we know that pruning is the first step to springs of fruits and fruitfulness. The Lord, breathe your breath of life afresh, like you did with your people of Israel. as we hear your word, as we follow into your footsteps. Lord, bring life.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.